الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وجعلنا من أتباعه وممن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، we continue with our discussion on العقيدة الوسطية للشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية عليه رحمة الله سبحانه وتعالى. We were dealing with the fifth أصل or principle, the position or the balanced position of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah concerning the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we had discussed the Rafida or aka Shia, and they don't mind being called Shia, but they do mind being called Al-Rafida, and they are Rafida لأنهم رفضوا Zayd bin Ali bin al-Husayn bin Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu. They refused him when they asked him, what do you say about Abu Bakr and Umar? He said, what excellent ministers are the ministers of my grandfather sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So then they rejected his statement because they wanted him to do what? To curse Abu Bakr and Umar, the same way they want him to curse Aisha radiyallahu anha and the rest of the wicked things that these wicked shayateen among the ins do in the name of Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jal exterminate them if He did not intend to guide them. Anyways, وَقَدْ قَالَ صَاحِبُ كِتَابُ الْفَصْلِ إِنَّ غُلَاتَهُمْ كَفَرُوا عَلِي بِنْ أَبِي طَالِبِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالُوا لِأَنَّ عَلِيًا أَقَرَّ الظُّلْمِ وَالْبَاطِلِ حِنَ بَايَعَ أَبَا بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ. And the author of the book Al-Fasl, the distinction, he said the extremist among them, the Rafida, they declared disbelief against Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, and they said because he acknowledged oppression and falsehood when he swore allegiance to Abu Bakr and Umar, when he accepted the bay'ah. He accepted the leadership, the khilafah of Abu Bakr and Umar. By him accepting that, he accepted oppression and zulm and the wrong, and subsequently he became a kafir. Because to them, he was supposed to be the imam, and as one who's supposed to be the imam, he shouldn't accept wrong. He shouldn't accept falsehood. He shouldn't accept oppression. He should have fought for his position. The fact that he accepted Abu Bakr and Umar as the Khulafa, that made him a disbeliever. وَكَانَ الْوَاجِبُ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يُنْكِرَ بَيْعَتِهِمَا. And it was expected of him to deny and to refuse swearing allegiance to them. فَلَمَّا لَمْ يَأْخُذْ بِالْحَقِّ وَالْعَدْلِ وَوَافَقَ عَلَى الظُّلْمِ صَارَ ظَالِمًا كَافِرًا. So when he did not go by the truth and justice, and he agreed upon oppression, he became an oppressing disbeliever. Ajib. Now these are the Rafida. They are either, belying and cursing the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and supposedly fighting for Ali and honoring Ali and loving Ali and Hasan Hussein, or among them the extremists, they even consider Ali to be a kafir. What kind of deen is this? Let's just take it in the most basic. This is their deen. Their whole deen is based on who is kafir among the Sahaba. Is this a deen? A deen that accuses the companions of Rasulullah of becoming apostates. And if they became apostates, then we don't have Islam. Then everything narrated to us is of no value, because it's coming from non-Muslims. And you cannot trust their references. You have no more Islam. This is why they say the Quran which we have today is Muharraf. Is not the Quran that was supposed to be. They consider the Quran to be distorted.
They don't believe the same Islam.
No. No, they say there are ayat which were revealed to affirm the Ali and the rulership of Ali. They were taken out of the Quran. Hey, lakin. And these are the Shia.
Have they inserted the
book? No, they can't. Allah has protected His book. All they can do is say that this is not the real thing. That there are changes that were supposed to support Ahlul Bayt. Ayat that are supposed to be in favor of the household of the Prophet ﷺ, they claim they were taken out. But they can't change the Quran. Allah has protected the Quran. They can't come and add anything. But they claim that there are things that are taken out. Yes. Not all of them, just to be fair, but a very good number of them. This is their belief system. And you don't believe, go to any website, go in English, put Shiaism, Shia sites, and go read what they have. I mean, you think these are Christians or something. You say, no way. But these are the Shia. Against the Shia, on the other extreme, we have Al-Khawarij, the Kharijites. فهم على العكس من الرافضة. They are in opposition, the opposite of الرافضة. حيث أنهم كفروا علي بن أبي طالب. Now the real رافضة, they deified Ali. What does deified mean? They gave him the qualities of a deity. What is a deity? The divine being, Allah. They some of them said Ali is Allah. And they, like you said, like we said, the 12ites, the Ja'farites, Al-Ithna Ashariya, Al-Ja'fariya, like Hezbollah and their likes, they believe that their imams, their 12 imams, this is their chain of these imams make no mistakes, infallible. They make no mistakes, no errors in judgment. They know the past, present, and the future. And some of them control, yes, and of course, and some of them control what goes on in the world. They control what goes on. They share the rububiyyah with Allah. The Christians didn't even say that. The Jews didn't even. They say they share the rububiyyah with Allah. They're so pure. I told you this before. They were born not from their mother's usual place. They came out from the thighs of their mothers. Because they're so pure, they cannot be in contact with impurity, which is the private parts. So they came from the thighs, making them better than all the prophets, which we know. Even Jesus, you know, all the prophets which we know, they became superior to them. And in fact, they believe their imams are better than the prophets. Yeah? Here are the Shia for you. وَكَفَّرُوا مُعَوِيَةَ بِنْ أَبِي سُفْيَانَ They declared disbelief against Ali, the Khawarij, and they declared disbelief against Muawiyah, radiyallahu anhu bin Abi Sufyan. وَكَفَّرُوا كُلَّ مَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ عَلَى طَرِيقَتِهِمْ And that doesn't end there. They declared disbelief against anyone who's not upon their way. So basically, in basic terms, they're saying, Ali is a kafir, Muawiyah is a kafir. What do you say? Once you say no, you're a kafir like them. There's no third option. Either you're with them or you're a kafir also. If you don't accept what they declared as kufur, then you're a kafir as well. وَاسْتَحَلُّ دِمَاءَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ And they made the blood of Muslims lawful. And these are the people that fought against the Sahaba in Nahrawan. They fought against the Sahaba, the Khawarij. And Ibn Abbas advised them in a large gathering. And many of them repented, and many of them remain upon their ways. These are the same people who the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, if you compare your salah to their salah, and your siyam to their siyam, and you'll find that you're nothing. Their hands will be cracked from abundance of sujood. They will be in such a level of ibadah that the sahaba will belittle themselves before these people. Yet, this is what they were, mubtadi'ah, innovators. And that shows you that the innovator is worse than the sinner. Because the sinner, he acknowledges his sin. But the innovator doesn't see that what he's doing is wrong. It's a deen for them. And in the lecture, inshallah, we will be dealing with this in very, you know, precise details. Bi-idhnillah Azza wa Jal, put an end to this thing. Like we said, extermination of the innovation. Hey. فَكَانُوا كَمَا وَصَفَهُمُ النَّبِيُّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ يَمْرِقُونَ مِنَ الدِّينِ كَمَا يَمْرِقُ السَّهْمُ مِنَ الرَّمْيَةِ وَإِيمَانُهُمْ لَا يَتَجَاوَزُ حَنَاجِرِهِمْ So they were exactly as described by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They will go through the religion like the arrow goes through the target. Out. In Islam, out. And iman will not bypass their collarbones. It will not go beyond their throats. They read the Quran, it doesn't go to the heart. It remains in their throats. Beautiful recitation, beautiful tajweed, but there's no sound iman within their hearts. Ala kulli hal. فالشيعة غلوا في آل البيت وأشياعهم. So the Shia became more extreme concerning the household of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and those who were allied with them, their allies. وبالغوا في ذلك and they went to they exaggerated a lot in that. حتى إن منهم من ادعى ألوهية علي. So much so that among them are those who we said deified Ali. Said Ali is إله. Some they came and said to him, أنت الله. You are Allah. ومنهم من ادعى أنه حق بالنبوة من محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And some of them said he has more of a right to be the prophet than the prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And some of them say Jibreel made a mistake and he's supposed to come to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, but for 23 years he kept going to the wrong man. I mean, nonsense. والخوارج بالعكس, and the خوارج are the opposite. So we have two extremes, خوارج and Rafida are the Shia. These are synonymous terms. Rafida, Shia are the same thing. On the other extreme is Khawarij. Those said Ali is a god, or the Ali is good, and he was supposed to be the Khalifa. The Khawarij said that all these people are kuffar. The Shia denied the Sahaba, and they differed on Ali. Between the Khawarij and the extreme. Either way, both of them are on opposite extremes and both are deviants. Both are deviant and misguided. So the Shia magnified Ali, the Khawarij said he's a kafir. That's why they are on opposite. أَمَّا أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَعَةِ فَكَانُوا وَسَطًا بَيْنَ الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ قالوا نحن ننزل آل البيت منزلتهم. As for Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, they were in a balanced position between the two groups. They said, we will give the Ahlul Bayt, the household of the Prophet ﷺ, the position which they deserve. We will ascribe to them the status and the position which they deserve. وَنَرَى أَنَّ لَهُمْ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا. And we see, now this is a typo here in the book, and we see that they have a tremendous right over us, the household of the Prophet ﷺ, because he advised us concerning them. حق الإسلام والإيمان وحق القرابة من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. What is the right which they have over us? The right of Islam, we share Islam with them. The right of Iman, they are believers. And the right of being the kin and the relatives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقالوا قرابة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا الحق علينا. And they said the relatives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم have a right over us. لكن من حقها علينا أن ننزلها منزلتها. But we have to also give it its due right and position. Now, were there non-Muslims among the Al of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, among his family? Who are they? Abu Talib and Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab. These are now okay. Now, because they're relatives, do we then deify them and magnify them and give them? No, they're kuffar. That's the end of the deal. That's the end of the story. So then, there has to be Islam and Iman, and then they being relatives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is not just as they claim. وَأَلَّا نَغْلُو فِيهَا. But we don't go to extremes in that. وَيَقُولُونَ فِي بَقِيَةِ أَصْحَابِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَهُمُ الْحَقُّ عَلَيْنَا بِالتَّوْقِيرِ وَالْإِجْلَالِ وَالتَّرَدِّي. And we say concerning the rest of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that they also have a right over us, that we honor them, we venerate them, and we ask Allah to be pleased with them. تَرَدِّي يعني اللهم ارضى عنهم, رضي الله عنهم. And that we say what Allah said, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. That we say, O our Lord, our Master, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in faith, and do not make in our hearts any envy, do not place in our hearts any envy against those who believe. Our Lord, you're the most compassionate, the most merciful. وَلَا نُعَادِي أَحَدًا مِنْهُمْ أَبَدًا. We don't have enmity against any one of the Sahaba. No one. كُلٌ مُجْتَهِدٌ مَأْجُورٌ وَلَوْ أَخْطَأ. They differed. They differed, especially at the time of fitna. It was a lot of fitna. Each one of them is mujtahid. He has reached a level in Islam where he has the right to exercise his knowledge and make fatwa. Ma'ajur, rewarded, even if he made a mistake. Because the Prophet ﷺ had said that the judge, when he judges, if he gets it right, if he exerts himself, if he gets it right, he will get two rewards. If he gets it wrong, he will get one reward. He will get one reward, even if he has a wrong ruling. Why? He's a mujtahid. He's a hakim. He's a judge. He's qualified. The Sahaba, anyone more knowledgeable of the deen of Islam than the Sahaba? No. These were the Sahaba whom Allah praised and the Prophet ﷺ praised. He said, do not verbally abuse my Sahaba. If one of you was to spend the equivalent of the mountain of Uhud in gold, it would not be equal to the what one would put in his hand. Mud aw nisfahu. Mud is actually this, which is 0.75 liters. Just a little bit, a quarter less than a liter. Okay? 3/4 of a liter is a food. Nisf al-mud is a handful of food. If one of them gave this much in sadaqah, and one of us gave the mountain of Uhud in gold, our mountain of Uhud in gold will not be equal to this one of his. So the Sahaba, can't play with them, can't speak ill about them, can't hate any of them. You cannot. Once you hate them, you're a hypocrite. Once you hate them, your iman is not sound. No way. Allah will choose these people to be the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, and then some wicked guy comes afterwards and says, no, these people are no good. That's unacceptable. Unacceptable. Hey. لا أهل البيت ولا غيرهم. We don't show enmity against any one of them, whether they are from the household of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم or others. فكل منهم نعطيه حقه فصار وسطا بين جفاة وغلاة. So we give each one of them their rights, so we became in a balanced position between the negligent and the extremists. Between the negligent and the extremists. And with that we conclude the discussion on the five principles which make the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah balanced between the Qadariyah and the Jabariyah and the Khawarij and the Rafidah and the other ones which we mentioned, the Ash'ari, Mu'tazila, ila akhirih, the different groups, and how we Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah are in a balanced position. Fasl. Now we go to a new chapter, and that is a very crucial chapter. We had already discussed this, so this will be some sort of revision with some minor additions here and there. And use this to evaluate yourself. Use what you will hear now to see whether you have grasped the correct understanding of the previous lessons. We had discussed already Allah's transcendency, Allah's being above, Allah's above the throne, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we discussed Allah being with the creation. And now the Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah will re-emphasize how to bring relation between both. How do we say, because some people say this is contradictory. First you say Allah is above the throne, then you say that Allah is with us, and so this could not be. So how do we correctly address this issue? This is what we will be discussing right now, inshallah. فَصْلٌ فِي الْمَعِيَّةِ وَبَيَانِ الْجَمْعِ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ عُلُوِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتِوَائِهِ عَلَى عَرْشِهِ. A chapter on the ma'iyya, state of being with, and how to harmonize between that and Allah's transcendence and Allah being above His throne. How do we bring a relation and harmonize and bring clarification to these what appear to be contradictory statements? سبق أن مما يدخل في الإيمان بالله الإيمان بأسمائه وصفاته ومن ذلك الإيمان بعلو الله واستوائه على عرشه والإيمان بمعيته. وفي هذا الفصل بين المؤلف رحمه الله الجمع بين العلو والمعية. As we had discussed earlier, that part of Iman, what is included in Iman in Allah, is the belief in Allah's names and attributes. And from that is the belief in Allah's transcendence and His rising above the throne, and believing in Allah's state of being with the creation. And in this chapter, the author, may Allah have mercy on him, will harmonize between the ulu the transcendency and the ma'iyah and being with. فقال وقد دخل فيما ذكرناه من الإيمان بالله الإيمان بما أخبر الله به في كتابه وتواتر عن رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأجمع عليه سلف الأمة من أنه سبحانه فوق سماواته على عرشه علي على خلقه. And we had already mentioned when we spoke about belief in Allah, the belief in what Allah had said in His book, and what has been abundantly narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and has been agreed upon among the Salaf of this Ummah, that He subhanahu wa ta'ala is above His throne, above His creation. هذه ثلاثة أدلة على علو الله تعالى الكتاب والسنة والإجماع ومر علينا دليل رابع وخامس وهما العقل والفطرة. These are three evidences that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentioned that indicate Allah's transcendence: the Kitab, the Quran, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith, yes, that's fine, wal ijma'. What is ijma' in English? Beautiful. Consensus. And we added two more. What are the two more? With the Eid. Everything goes with the Eid. We said we proved that Allah is above His creation through the Quran, the Sunnah, the consensus.
Aql.
Fitra. Aql, do you read it? Aql, intellect, logic, and natural disposition. But we have to be very careful with the issue of aql, you know, because some Muslims don't have aql. I'm serious, man. Wallah, if you're in my position, wallah, you will feel bad for me. I don't know where I get these emails from. But can you imagine someone saying, you know, brother, reply to my questions. Don't quote Quran, don't quote Sunnah.
On your own?
Yeah, common sense. Only common sense. Only common sense. Answer me with, don't quote Quran, don't quote Sunnah. Wallahi. No, this is regarding the lecture. Regarding the lecture, subhanAllah, and the timing. I'm working on this lecture and I get this email regarding the very topic that I'm discussing. SubhanAllah, it's from Allah. So for me to get a live sample of what these people think. Don't say Allah said, don't say the Prophet said, use Salafis, Wahhabis. All you do is you play chess with the deen of Allah. This is the who? The people who love the Sunnah the most. We play chess with the deen of Allah. You quote ayat however you like. No. Give me logic. You have no logic. If your logic is telling you that you don't want the Quran and the Sunnah to be quoted, then you have no brain. You left the logic altogether. What am I going to give you? What explanation do you want? It's unbelievable. So when we say aql, don't get too excited. Not the aql all the way. It's an additional thing. The asl is the Quran and the Sunnah. If your aql understands it, barakallahu fik. If it doesn't understand it, that's it. Don't be stretching for things that the mind may understand or may not understand. Amazing things people say. And then they say, again they call us these names. I don't agree with either being called the Salafi or being called the Wahhabi. We're just the Muslims who follow the Sunnah and the Quran and the Sunnah according to the understanding of the Salaf. That's what it is. I don't agree with these names. But still, they call us the worst names. And they say that their Sufi sheikhs, they learn from them the best character. And the best, you know, they're the nicest people. And blah, if Americans... That's what one of the ladies said. If Americans were to meet only Sufi Muslims, 80% of America will become Muslim. But because they're meeting Salafi Muslims, they hate Islam. Okay? Now, these are the same people who I could show you on my phone when they watch a lecture of Sufism, say, this dog needs to be guided to the right path. These are the same people who call the Muslim scholars animals. These are the same people who said we are shameless buffoons. I don't know what the worst language, the most foul language that a Muslim can use is among the Sufis. Among the Sufis. And they claim that they are about love and respect and we don't this and we don't that. And they have the filthiest tongue when it comes to speaking about the people of Sunnah. Is this a comment someone leaves on my lecture? If you don't agree with me, that's fine. I just read it before the Salah. This dog needs someone to show him the true way. Wallahi al-azim, aib wallah. Wallah aib. You may say this ignorant. Wallah, I will accept ignorant. I may be ignorant. You may be ignorant. Jahil is digestible. But dog? That's a big. But see, I'm not offended. Wallah, I don't care. But I'm telling you, I hate this nifaq, this hypocrisy, this double face. This claiming of them being, this and about the Sunnah, about character, and then this is what they say on the other side of the coin. And all the comments on the Sufi lecture are of this nature. The worst language, and naturally I don't even approve them. Because I'm always afraid that a non-Muslim will come to my lecture, read this and say, what is this? These are the Muslims? This is what they say about each other? It will kill the da'wah. But that's what it is. These Sufis, man. Among the most ignorant creatures are the Sufis, and they want to use their brain Tayyip. So we added two more, aql and fitra, natural disposition.
من أنه سبحانه فوق سمواته على عرشه بائن من خلقه.
Here it says من خلقه, should be من خلقه. That He subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the heavens, above the throne, and He is separated from His creatures. He's not mixed with them. He's not mixed with them.
تقدم لنا أن علو الله عز وجل نوعان, علو صفة وعلو ذات.
We had previously explained that the transcendency of Allah is of two kinds. The transcendency of His attributes, meaning all of His attributes are in the highest position of perfection. That's like, call it abstract. And then Allah's Himself, His transcendency. Allah Himself being above, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَأَنَّ عُلُوَ الذَّاتِ دَلَّ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابُ وَالسُّنَّةُ وَالْإِجْمَاعُ وَالْعَقْلُ وَالْفِطْرَةُ وَكَذَلِكَ عُلُوُ الصِّفَةِ.
The Allah's personal transcendence has been indicated by the Quran and the Sunnah and the Ijma' and the Aql and Fitra, and the same thing about Allah's, the transcendence of Allah's attributes, names and attributes, being the highest and the most perfect.
فَالْكِتَابُ مَمْلُوٌ مِنْ ذَلِكَ.
And remember, we said the Quran is full of that. Who remembers the five ways that it came in the Quran without looking at the book? In the Quran, there are five different ways where the idea of Allah being above is manifested. Things going up to Allah.
Is every message gift or gifts are going to Allah?
General narrations. إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْآيَاتِ إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. To Him ascends the goodly word. Ya Isa, inni rafi'uka ilay. O Isa, I will raise you up to myself. So things going up to Allah. Nuzul al-ashya' min. Things going down from Allah.
Last part of night.
Ilaq, ya Shaykh, you're confused. Ibrahim, we're trying to prove Allah being above. In the Quran, this idea comes in five different manifestations. Either Allah mentions things going up to Allah, or things going down, or Allah Azza wa Jal clearly mentions that He is above. أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ. Huh? وَتَارَةً بِتَصْرِيحِ بِأَنَّهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. The one or al-alu, يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. The malaika, they fear Allah who is above them. Right or wrong? You forgot those?
No, that is
simply
Allah is coming every last third of night down, means He's already up.
طول بالك يا حج. Right now we're speaking the Quran, ya Ibrahim. We're saying in the Quran, there are five different ways. This is from the Hadith. Yes, it's correct that He will come in the Sunnah. Right? So in the Quran, either Allah mentions clearly al-fawqiyah, that Allah is fawq, سبحانه وتعالى فوق الخلق لك سد يخافون ربهم من فوقهم or he mentions علو أمنتم من في السماء أي عفوا علو وهو العلي العظيم أو أنه في السماء أمنتم من في السماء أو صعود الأشياء إليه إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب أو نزول الأشياء إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا القرآن was sent down right these are the five ways it comes in the Quran نعم والسنة جاءت بالقول والفعل والإقرار and the sunnah came in all its three variations statements of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم actions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم approvals and acknowledgements of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم there's no dispute in that أما الإجماع فقد أجمع السلف على ذلك وطريق العلم بإجماعهم عدم نقل ضد ما جاء في الكتاب والسنة The consensus of the Sahaba is established through having knowledge we have knowledge that they had this consensus this agreement this unanimous agreement because nothing has been narrated to us which was in opposition to that in the Quran and the Sunnah We don't have anything that indicates that they ever believed otherwise or had other conflicting opinions with the ones which we believe. فَإِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَقْرَؤُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَيَنْقُلُونَ الْأَخْبَارَ وَيَعْلَمُونَ مَعَانِيهَا They used to read the Qur'an, they used to convey the information in the Qur'an and they used to learn its meanings and teach it to the people. وَلَمَّا لَمْ يُنْقَلْ عَنْهُمْ مَا يُخَالِفْ ظَاهِرُهَا عُلِمَ أَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْتَقِدُونَ سِوَهُ When nothing has been narrated to us that opposes the apparent meaning of the text that means that they never believed anything except that right for example if the boss at work gives you a paper for the plan for next year and he says I want everyone to revise it and any changes that you think we should make inform me, we will submit your changes and we will take them into consideration, we'll have a meeting and then we will make the changes if we find it's feasible. Okay? Everyone is qualified, everyone knows the language of the document and everything. And he gives it to these, you know, let's say you, all five of you, and then no one submits anything, no one says anything, what does that mean? That means you all agree. Right? It means you have no dispute, you have no objection to the plan that the boss presented for next year. Everyone approves. And for someone to say, well maybe they dispute it, we say if they dispute it, somebody would have submitted something to the boss. Information would have leaked. When no one said anything, and the statement of the boss is clear, work will begin at 9, and it will end at 4, no one can come and say, well maybe they believed it was going to begin at 7 and end at 3. If they believed so, they would have made that objection. The other employees would know. They agreed on this. So for you to claim that they don't agree, now you need to give me an evidence that one of them disputed that. If you can't give me an evidence, then the answer is if they no one objected, then all of you agree. I mean, isn't it logical? It's very logical. No one can get philosophical with that. Beautiful. وَأَنَّهُ مُجْمِعُونَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ And they are agreed upon that. وَهَذَا طَرِيقٌ حَسَنٌ لِإِثْبَاتِ إِجْمَاعٍ This is a wonderful way, it's a good way to prove their consensus. فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِهِ يَنْفَعُكَ فِي مَوَاطِنٍ كَثِيرًا So hold on tightly to it, it will help you in many different situations. Indeed. Anytime someone gets philosophical, say, look man, the Sahaba didn't understand this. Like today, one of the mashayikh was mentioning, he went to America, and he's an Egyptian sheikh. Very mashallah knowledgeable, one of the state students, Sheikh Al-Albani. And the imam there was giving a talk. And he said that Islam will spread from Europe and America. And the Sheikh was very, you know, suspicious about what is the evidence. He said the evidence is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the hour will not take place until the sun rises from the west. He said, and these countries are in the west, and Islam is like the sun, because it lights, so then that means that Islam will come from the west and from him. So the Sheikh said, well, what is this man? You know this nonsense? Look at the hadith, and he said, you open any book of the Salaf, and you find this book, this hadith is in the chapter of fitan. The fitnah of the day of judgment. Meaning this hadith is speaking about the day of judgment. It's not speaking about where the da'wah is going to come from. So look at the interpretation of the hadith. So if someone comes and says to the akhi, what is this tafsir of yours? No, none of the salaf had this. And he says otherwise, say look, when none of them gave that interpretation, that means that they all agree that this is not a valid interpretation. This is not a sound interpretation. What's the evidence? They all agree that what is meant by the hadith is what we know. That when the sun rises, they're meaning khalas. There's no tawbah and the dunya is over.
What is this of
dawah? The odd, and the list goes on. The list goes on, and in the wicked interpretations, that's the door that doesn't close. Allah al-musta'an. Ala kulli hal. Wa amma al-aql fa min wajhain. And this, by the way, this is courtesy of HTC. This information, I got it from here. Couldn't find it somewhere. Smiley. So, أَمَّا الْعَقْلُ فَمِنْ وَجْهٍ. As for the intellect, we have two different angles we can prove it. الْوَجْهُ الْأَوَّلُ أَنَّ الْعُلُوُّ صِفَةُ كَمَالٍ. Transcendence, علو, being high, is a quality of perfection. It's a quality of perfection. وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى قَدْ ثَبَتَ لَهُ كُلُّ صِفَاتِ الْكَمَالِ فَوَجَبَ إِثْبَاتُ الْعُلُوِّ سُبْحَانَهُ. Allah has all the perfect attributes, so it's only natural that we affirm that attribute as well. Right or wrong? Isn't being high a praiseworthy thing? In anything in this life. Whether it's physical, if you're sitting, if you come into a masjid and the shaykh is sitting on the high chair and everyone is on the floor, what does that mean? That he's in a higher position than them. At work, where is the boss? Who's the highest? Anytime you're high, this is associated with what? Goodness, perfection, and so on and so forth. So if this is the case, then Allah Azza wa Jal deserves it automatically. الوجه الثاني إذا لم يكن عاليا فإما أن يكون تحت أو مساويا. The other thing, if Allah is not above, then He is either at level or He is below. وهذه صفة نقص, and these are both the qualities of deficiency. لأنه يستلزم أن تكون أشياء فوقه أو مثله, because this necessitates that things are either above Him or parallel to Him or next to Him. فلزم ثبوت العلو له. So then it becomes necessary that Allah is above, because nothing can be equal to Allah, nor can anything be above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the fitra, فلا أحد ينكرها. As for the fitra, no one denies it. إلا من انحرفت فطرته, except the one whose fitra has deviated. فكل إنسان يقول يا الله. Everyone say who says يا الله, يتجه قلبه إلى السماء. His heart automatically goes towards the sky. لا ينصرف عنه يمنة ولا يسرى. You don't go right or you don't go left. I mean, you cannot help it, right? لأن الله تعالى في السماء, because Allah is above. Now let me share with you a very interesting joke. It's an actual video, just to deal with the fitra, the issue of fitra and atheists. A brother, may Allah reward him with goodness, made a very interesting video on YouTube. He plays the role of two people. He should avoid that, but whatever. A Muslim and an atheist. The atheist begins the talk by saying, I don't believe there's such thing as a God. There's no God. So the brother, the Muslim, tells him in return, well, I don't believe, God does not believe that there's such thing as atheists. No, atheists don't exist. Okay, the guy said God doesn't exist. The Muslim told him, well, atheists don't exist. There's no such thing as atheists. He said, and the evidence for that is anytime you're in trouble, anytime an atheist is in trouble, he will call on to Allah, he will call on to God. So then the atheist is back now saying, that's not true, and I don't think this is a correct statement for you to say that there's no such thing as atheists. I believe that atheists do exist. While he's speaking, he gets a phone call, right? So he says, one second, allow me to get this phone call. He says, hello? You're pregnant? Oh, and I'm the father? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh no. Oh God. God. He said, God, please, I become a Christian. I become a Buddhist. I'll do everything you want. Please, God, you know, don't make me the father. And he grabs the phone again. Oh, what? Wrong number? Oh, thank God. Thank God. And then he finished and said, so as I was saying, there's no such thing as atheists. So I was like, well, that was an excellent video, right? But that's the truth of the matter. At that time, oh God, please, don't make me the father, you know? And then thank God, when she told him it's the wrong number, you know, it's thank God. So, you know, Allah, when Allah responds to their supplication, they forget about Allah Azza wa Jal. Otherwise, the fitrah is, you can't be an atheist. You cannot possibly be an atheist. Because your fitrah does not allow you. You see what I'm saying? That was a good video. Man, I was laughing for the longest time. That was very humorous. Especially the way the brother was acting. Ala kulli hal. So the fitrah is there, very important. When you want to call on Allah, you cannot possibly look down. You cannot possibly search, you know, right and left. You just have to go up. Subhanallah al-Azim. Ala kulli hal. I believe this should suffice for today. Inshallah ta'ala, next week, bi'idhnillah, if you all remain alive and healthy, we will continue with the discussion on how Allah Azza wa Jal is with the people, even though He is above His throne. Wa alhamdulillah wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Subhanallah.